All right, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and we were talking with Ken there in Fort Worth. Ken, you want to go ahead and finish your thought there? And I was going to add something to that, okay?
Good choice of tunes.
Yeah, I think Ken did that on purpose in the board office.
I'll be watching you. Hey, I'll give you another one. Back in the 90s, we'd get on talk shows, and as soon as we hung up the phone would ring.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I let it ring for 15 minutes. They have to have automatic dialers just to try to scare you, you know.
All right, well, here, I've got one for you. This goes back a couple of years. When the oil disaster happened out there in the Gulf of Mexico, I was really at the time into really, you know, like these Dutch Sense videos and stuff where he, you know, cataloged all the earthquakes and stuff, you know. And I had all these alerts and stuff to my computer. Well, I got an alert on my computer that there had been a quake in the Gulf of Mexico. It registered 7.1, but it was instantly removed from the website. But anyway, I'd done a screen capture of it. And which I normally do because I used to send them to my friends in email. But anyway, a couple other guys and I had been working on this BP oil disaster down there where we actually had the videos of the well casing and where they were scratching off numbers under seas there. And that led to a whole bunch of other things, the cracked well casing and, of course, the depth of the water at 5,000 feet. The well was 18,000 some odd feet deep, so that was like 4 miles down. Anyway, I was thinking at the time of watching these old World War II vintage-type era submarine things to where they got a pinhole leak and it was like a high-pressure hose inside there. And I could understand the theory then behind a well casing leak and the amount of water going into a well at that depth from the pressure and then also the oil being back released because oil and water doesn't mix and oil flows to the top. But then, of course, we had the that whole area there is just a bunch of like salt domes. And then we had that Louisiana sinkhole open up. But anyway, I had formed a letter to the USGS there asking them about this. And I had a guy reply back to me. He says, you know, that's some interesting information. Of course, I had the screenshot of the earthquake, too. And in between that, and he told me that he'd have someone get back with me, I also found out that not too far from that wellhead, I believe it was wellhead number two there, one of them was drilled illegally. There was actually three wellheads, I believe. But anyway, right next to that wellhead there, a couple hundred yards away, was this World War II ammo dump of phosgene gas. And I was thinking at the time, I wonder if something had happened to where that gas had somehow exploded there and caused that earthquake, which would, of course, blown out the wellhead case. Now, this is speculation, of course, on my part. But anyway, I was waiting to hear back from the USGS, and I had CC'd that information I had presented to the USGS to all the guys that we were working on this with. And it was odd that 2 days later that every one of our computers was hit with the virus, and it wiped out everything. So I wish I would have had that backed up. But the point was is when you were talking about your library card, and whether or not logging on and getting the same computer all the time. Yeah, you know, I'm a firm believer that a lot of the stuff we're doing is being watched.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I go to the library, and first thing I put in is conspiracy. Wake them up a little bit, you know. Let them know you're out there. you know, you bring up a good point. That might have been an underwater earthquake or a slide, a landslide that caused that problem.
Well, also remember, like that Louisiana sinkhole, that is the same area where they store the strategic oil reserves. And whenever you push water through salt, salt dissolves. And you imagine the pressure of that. And, of course, part of my question to the USGS was whether or not this would interfere anywhere with the Missouri and that fault line that ran up through there. Because if you're having salt water being, or salt being dissolved from 4 miles underneath, as this water poured into this oil pocket like that, what would be the like repercussion of any damages? And I was waiting to hear back from the USGS, and of course that never came because everything was wiped out. You know,
I'll give you another one. Are you wise to those sinkholes up in Michigan City, Indiana, on Mount Baldy Sand Hill?
I've heard of them, but I never really researched it, to be honest.
Google Michigan City, Mount Baldy sinkholes. Must have been about six of them. But anyway, I saw that story, and I go, whoa, I've been on top of that pile of sand. And it's about 126 feet high. But years before, back in the 80s, I ran across this guy, and he told me he think there was stuff buried underneath that sand. So I went to a lot of the entities, and I don't know.
Yeah, Fred, also...
Who put what there, you know? And I wrote to newspapers and senators and congressmen and a governor, and I said, there might be something buried down there. I said, take the sand and put it in the lake and look.
Well, there's some more issues. Like, years ago, like say, when I was really into this geo-type stuff, I was running through on Google Earth once, and I come across an area up there around the Madrid Fault Line. And I was just kind of scrolling along really slow on Google Earth there. And I come across what they call these blowholes, where it was sand. And you could see where like 100 and some odd feet of cornfields and stuff were completely covered with blowholes, sand that had blown out of these holes like that, you know. And that was really interesting to me. And I kept thinking, you know, and again, we're back to that Dutch Sintz here, who I admire for his videos and stuff. His father was one who helped invent that FLIR radar system. But anyway, he always talks about the North American Craton Plate moving, and of course that's denoted in all the earthquakes and stuff we see in Texas, and a lot of it's being blamed on fracking and stuff, and I don't entirely blame it on fracking, but it may be a lubricant value to that. And living up here in Montana, we have Yellowstone to worry about all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But the issue, though, is that when I started seeing the number of blowholes, it meant that something was pushing down, and that was denoted, too, before that entire area in Missouri had that massive quake, which made the Mississippi River run backwards, that these blowholes had been appearing. And it makes you wonder if something is settling, which is expelling it's like one of these blow-up beds or something like that. When you jump on a bed that's got the plug out of it, and you hear that, you know, that
what would make that happen?
Yeah, what's making it happen? Yeah, whether it's the weight.
That's a good question. I'm going to Google blowholes tomorrow and just see what I can run across.
Yeah, like say, you know, a lot of them are farmers' fields, you know? in corn and stuff like that. And you can see where the roads were partially covered on some of them, so it must have happened like overnight. There was no tracks through the. And of course, I don't know what time or whatever era the. Usually, when you look at an image on Google Earth, it'll tell you the updated photo when it was taken. You know.
Now we're getting 16-year-old kids finding all kinds of neat stuff on they search on that thing now, they're doing it, they find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's like the pyramid Antarctica that they've just recently seen, you know.
Yeah, so, we put them things up.
Yeah. All right, sounds good there. Well, you have a good day over
there. Nice talking about you guys.
All right, yeah, nice talking to you there. Okay. Anyway, this is Keith Rogers with On Frequency with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. I want to get back some news articles here. This was kind of interesting for me today because I always try to draw the dots or, you know, connecting these dots like that. Today we see the news being ramped up from Qatar, where the UAE and the Saudi campaign to end Qatar's independence. Now, why would they want to run, you know, ruin Qatar's independence? And this is news from the Middle East where it says, as soon as the Arab show of unity with President Donald Trump in Saudi Arabia had ended, a row had broke out between the U.S. oil-producing allies that Trump had met and praised during his visit to the kingdom. 3 days after Trump, King Solomon declared that Iran to be the main sponsor of terrorism. And, of course, I think I see where this is going when I read that, you know. And the analysts there had pointed out that Saudi Arabia and the UAE are striving to crush any opposition that seeks to weaken the united front against the Iranian influence in the Middle East. And if you remember a couple of years back, they had those 120 non-aligned member nations that had met over there in Iran. Of course, this was to build up the Iranian economy until the U.S. sanctions and stuff came, you know. But there was another story there, which was right off the drawing the dots again like that, that sanctions leaving military bases possible options against Qatar. And went on to say that Qatar was under increasing pressure in Washington this week as Congressman Ed Royce and former Defense Secretary Robert Gates raised the possible sanctions and the moving of the U.S. military base out of the country if Doha doesn't change its ways. And again, I kept thinking, well, what relation would all this be having to do with Iran, the partitioning of the Middle East, the upper states of Iraq and Syria? And then I came across another story where it says, Qatar expresses reservation over Israel's UN candidacy. And it always seems like whenever you see something in the news, whether it's the French were going to authorize a boycott against Israel and the BDS movement for unwarranted actions against the Palestinians, that someone or some nation is taking down for that or taken down for that. And it's always something that's always covert in there. Destroy another country. And again, Qatar was also linked in that 2013, actually goes back to 2012, sorry, of where the United States and its vassals had created this hornet's nest. And Qatar was one of the listed countries, as well as Jordan and others, that were training these paramilitary forces. And so again, we have Qatar now as another vassal state breaking off, just like Yemen did. And we have Syria that doesn't want to be a part of this, where Syria held its own democratic votes, overwhelming majority turned out. And yet, whenever we see this, the United States, as usual, does not recognize a democracy of any other country. The same thing in Ukraine. I have friends over in Russia and Ukraine that talk about the so-called coup over there, and where Victoria Nuland had ousted $5 billion U.S. dollars, tax dollars, to overthrow the government of Ukraine. And then, of course, how evil it was that Russia had seized and annexed Crimea. Well, one of my friends there in the intel field over there says, yeah, about two clips of an AK-47 was fired off in the Crimean area. No one was killed. Now, change that to the word annex versus partition. This is the same thing as the United States illegally annexing the Hawaiian Islands and not becoming a state until 1959. But the word partition is taking by force someone else's country. And, of course, these, again, are backdoor steps to Iran. And if anyone cares to watch the video, Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, which is available on YouTube, you'll see where this young British boy, riding around on his C-90s, where it is, a bike, drives all through Iran. The people are just greeting him, handing him fruits and stuff. He's talking to the Jewish rabbis who refuse to leave there. They have a seat in parliament. And we're always led to believe that Iran is so bad. And, of course, again, they have an elected government. And one of the rabbis there had mentioned there that we even have a seat in parliament in Iran. So we're always being fed this constant hype, and it's always for the next coming war. And that's why I think we're seeing this current litany of evil Muslim this, blending of people, causing the outrage. There's a massive lightning strike there. But anyway, it's to get people wound up so that in any actions, whether it's Trump now talking about another travel ban, more and more we see that people, countries, and everything are being, or right now, are taking sides, because something's about ready to happen. If anyone doesn't realize that in our world, then you don't know much history, and I hate to say it that way, but you can tell that, like down there with Duterte down there in the Philippines, getting closer to China and Russia, and today he said he's not going to buy any more U.S. military weapons, because, as always, U.S. military weapons comes with a string. In other words, like Qatar, as it mentioned in this thing here, if they don't change their ways. So, and again, with America's pivot to Asia there, the Philippines was a major ground that they needed to be able to take. And whenever you see this Russian aggression or Chinese aggression, people just do not understand what is actually going on, that people are being picked for players or setting up in the scenario for that. And I forget exactly where I'm at on my timing here, but I had Mike Rivero had sparked something that had interest me, and that was the 1943 Cairo Declaration. And if you get a chance on YouTube or something like that, Google or whatever search engine you use, is look that up. But it says the several military missions had agreed upon the future military operations against Japan. And this, of course, was dealing with Japan's unconditional surrender. The three great allies at that time expressed their resolve to bring unrelenting pressure against their brutal enemies of, by sea, land, and air. And this pressure was already rising. You can call that sanctions today, whether they're economic or what. The three great allies are fighting this war to restrain and punish the aggression of Japan. They covet no gain for themselves, doublespeak, and have no thought of territorial expansion. It is their purpose that Japan shall be stripped of all the islands in the Pacific to which she has seized and or occupied since the beginning of the First World War in 1914, and that all the territories of Japan be restored to the Republic of China. Japan will also be expelled from all other territories in which she has taken by violence and greed. The aforesaid three great powers, mindful of the enslavement of the people of Korea, are determined that in due course Korea shall become free and independent. And you can look that up on 1943 Cairo Declaration. But when I read this thing about how the disputed islands in the South China Sea, all I can think of, well, they're in the South China Sea because they belong to China, because in that Cairo Declaration, Japan and its unconditional surrender had to waver all that, get rid of it. And, of course, in doing so, that's why those islands are in the South China Sea and not the Sea of Japan. And, again, with all this Korean news in the media, whether it's missiles or alleged EMP attacks, Korea was supposed to, as it was stated here, that the enslavement of the people of Korea are determined in due course that Korea itself should be, you know, free and independent. And we don't see that today. We had the Korean War that was launched right after that. And, you know, like I say, 38,000 American soldiers died there. Over a million Koreans did. And we now have South Korea that wants to make alliances with North Korea and patch things up and go on as their own separate merry way. And then suddenly we have the South Korean president there who's just been newly elected, who finds out that there's been unaccounted THAAD missile systems located in his country that apparently his military knew about, but he didn't know about. But I believe that we as people, regardless, I don't care where you're located in the world, we are seeing and being aligned, the great military forces, the picking out of who's going to be an enemy. And if you know history again, the same ones, China, Russia, everything like that, were all allies during World War II. And now they're all enemies. And, of course, this has to do with BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa's monetary decisions to filter out the U.S. dollar and go to something more stable, which is backed by the massive purchasing of gold. Whereas in America, this fiat money system is, although it says this note is legal tender, it's not backed by anything. It's printed at free will, and the previous host on his show always denotes the fact that this entire monetary system is fake, and they're using a fake IRS to enforce laws. And there's another link that people can look up. It's called the U.S. Debt Clock. Sorry, the U.S. Debt Clock. And if you look at that, the last time I did, it was 20-some-odd trillion dollars that this country is in debt, what they call their national debt, and $222 trillion in these fake derivatives of the buyings of stock and stuff. It's just like having your neighbor insure your house, and that insurance policy has been farmed out to 30-some other agencies. But we see the corruption that continues, and a lot of people just don't seem like they care until it affects them. And that brings me back to kind of like a personal story. I got a break coming up here, but there we go. Anyway, so I'll tell you what, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. I'll come back with a little memory here from 2008 when I applied for a refi with my mortgage lender. And we're right back.
Walking behind was a baby, red-headed stranger, had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
Yeah. .com Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Know who I am, but I know all about you. I've come to talk to you tonight about the things I've seen you do. I've come to set the record straight. I've come to shine the light on you. Let me introduce myself. I am the cold hard truth.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. That's an appropriate song there because I guess that's probably why I like old country western music there. It's kind of like a no matter what event in your life, you could tack it to a song, and you could just basically understand the outcome. But right before the break there, I was talking. If anyone would like to call in, 1-800-313-9443 to Republic Broadcasting Network, and maybe share your ideas wherever. In 2008, I applied for a refi with my house, and after just becoming disabled, I had good credit, everything like that. The intent, though, was that with this credit that I would be able to refi the house. Of course, I was just going to disability, and at the same time, my wife was going through a lot of problems, and we were going to go ahead and split and go our own separate ways, and that was fine. Like, you know, whatever she needed to do. She'd lost her mother, and I couldn't get her to cope from that. So anyway, so I applied for this loan, and I had to get into this six-month trial period, and 3 months into that, I won't name the bank. I can't stand them. A crappy bank, I call them. But anyway, 3 months into that, they said that I had made a payment, and they reported that to the credit bureaus. And, of course, I had faxed checks, canceled checks there where I had made the payments. And, of course, after four phone calls and 40 minutes online, I finally got a guy that says, oh, our computers hadn't populated. And by doing so, they destroyed my credit. And our attorney general here in Montana said, well, that was a normal thing that they were doing. And I have a caller here online here, but I want to sum that up to what's going on here with this recent banking transactions that we're seeing going on today. So anyway, I believe it was, who was it? Fred in Michigan. Welcome to RBN there, Fred.
Well, Keith, I don't mean to interrupt your flow. I can hold over if you want to continue with the flow of your thoughts there, and then I can pick it up on the other side.
Well, as Clint Eastwood would say, go ahead, make my day. I can come back here.
All right, gotcha. Since you're into electronics and what you just said about disability, there is a truly awesome, phenomenal, I call Star Trek technology. It's called the Vibe, V-I-B-E, Vibe. An absolutely genius scientist, Gene, that's G-E-N-E in Colorado, is the brain of it all. And everything else I've ever witnessed, this thing, it's floor standing. It's a cylinder, and it produces and emits bioresonant frequency energy that interfaces with our cellular matrix. And
right.
The magic of it all is you simply sit there and soak it all in. And it it causes a restoration of youthful, vibrant cell function, and awesome transformations do happen. And Chicago wrote a song. Remember the music group Chicago? Feeling stronger every day. Well, let me tell you, you'll feel stronger every day with that thing.
Ken in the control room sent me a page, says a quantum pulse. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
How it would be.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in, I'm getting some truncating here. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but I'm a firm believer in radios, their signals, it's like using low frequency to communicate with subs and stuff like that. It'd be like a whale talking underneath the water, you know. But we all inherently we have 50,000 watt or 100,000 watt radio stations broadcasting around us, or 2 million watt TV stations, whatever they're, of course, that's ERP, of course, the affected radiated power. But we have RF, radiated frequency, around us everywhere. And we have to cancel out the bad ones and introduce the good ones into our environment. That's why you see they sell sheets that are basically a Faraday shield. So when you go to bed at night, you can sit there in the comfort of your own home and not have that RF saturating your body and everything. Anyway, if you want to hold on there, I'll get right back to you there, okay? This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Having a break coming up, okay?
And under his knee.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The old man's hair was white, his eyes looked tired. He drank his beer at a table all alone. But he smiled when I spoke to him, so I sat down for a while. I wound up sitting there the whole night long, 'cause I could see he had a lifetime on his mind. So I just sat there and listened, and I was glad to take the time. And he said, I saw Jimmy Rogers yodel on stage, and I saw Hank when they walked him to his grave. I saw a country boy from Memphis change the world with rock and roll. And these old eyes have seen.
Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. A little George Jones in there. You know, as you get older like that, you always tend to sit there and think about, you know, I haven't seen enough yet, but I have a veteran friend up north here that always says, I'm sticking around, he's 84 years old, he wants to see the outcome of this. But anyway, Fred, go ahead there with the rest of your comment there.
Okay, relative to transforming the sea of adversarial, antagonistic RF energy, including microwaves, there's a brilliant scientist by the name of Dimitri, and he has a website, AIRESTECH for technology.com, TECH. You need to check that out. You need to check that out, man. That's awesome. It's a forever passive design that converts the negative stuff into beneficial frequencies. Now, relative to all this satanic Babylonian Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar Freemasonic communitarian Holocaust subterfuge called Kinetic Humanitarian Peace Actions from the George W. administration, when he said, when he declared schmirkishly, it's the new crusade. The new crusade. I'm a war president. Bring him on. The Bush family literally in 2000 openly declared that they are Khazar Ashkenazis of the family Plantagenet of the royal house of Judah. Now, WW1, interestingly, occurred essentially 22 years subsequent to the 11 September 1893 conference in Chicago, the World Parliament of Religions. And that was in response to the Dresden Conference of 11 September 1882, in which those courageous German patriot people convened to determine the best humanitarian solution to the satanic Babylonian Talmudic bankster-gangster debacle that was destroying their country internally. And out of the Dresden Conference came the Dresden Manifesto. Well, what happened in WW2? There was the Dresden firebomb. Dresden had absolutely no military significance as a target. Okay? There was no manufacturing there, but it was like a Christian epicenter. And of course, that was the 1882 11 September Dresden conference site. Okay?
Yeah. Fred, I have David Irving's book on the bombing of Dresden. Probably one of the best written books I've ever seen.
Wow, I got to get that. And speaking of John Insane McCainiac, John Insane McCainiac and his bosom buddy, John Cohen Carey, both of whom I think are satanic skull and bones operatives, they were instrumental in circumventing the investigation of the MIAs from Korea and Vietnam. And a guy, a brother of one of the victims of the Korean conflict, a guy by the name of Adams, I believe, he did a stellar documentary entitled Missing, Presumed Dead. Missing, Presumed Dead. All about John Cohen Carey and John Insane McCainiac's on the ground activities in...
Yeah, but Fred, wasn't that the MIAs in reference, though, to that the Vietnamese had wanted a repatriation fee, things for bombing their country, and out of that they would get their missing in action back, and the United States refused to pay it?
Yeah, Kissinger, the boar, a Talmudic Satanist communitarian. And by the way, I don't want to forget about communitarianism, because if ever you desire to elevate your broadcast to an immensely scholarly, informative, educational, enlightening, liberatingly empowering broadcast, you should check out communitarianism : first things first. That's communitarianism : first things first, and then LARC, L-A-R-K, LARC, on communitarianism, and also rights plus responsibilities plus communitarianism. This guy Lark in Texas, who used to broadcast on RBN, let me tell you, he has it nailed down. Like, for instance, Francis Lieber, 1863, Harvard International Talmudic Law professor, brought on board by Abraham Springsteen Lincoln to create what's called General Orders 100, the Lieber Code, martial law rule, which we've been under ever since then. And martial law rule facilitates the law of necessity, reflexive law, communitarian subterfuge of all imaginable evils, which is what we're witnessing. Okay, so to bring it home to everyone, since our common denominator is what's in our bank accounts, right? If we have a bank account. Okay. So, I have never heard anyone address, the fundamental crucial matter, which is the legal quorum, the prerequisite statutory legal quorum necessary for any legislative act to be enacted. And 12 senators voting unanimously, all of whom obviously were paid off on 22 December 1913, I can guarantee does not constitute a valid, authentic legal quorum. Now, they may have, quote, suspended the rules. You know how they do that? They suspend the rules whenever it's beneficial for them.
Well, yeah, so I mean, that's, Fred, that's just like in a courtroom to now, today, or even outside of a courtroom. If you have someone out there walking out there with a sign that says jury nullification, they can get charged for obstructing a justice.
Really?
The state... Oh, yeah, yeah. There's another case that just is up here. But, you know, I want to kind of break off from what you were saying there. Tying everything back to Judaic and stuff like that. Like I say, I have a lot of good Jewish friends here that want no part of what's going on in this world today. Right. But we see what's going on, like with Kathy Griffin holding up a severed head of Donald Trump, and then recently, I don't know if you caught to this today here about Bill Nader's comment there using the N-word, and that shocked the audience. I go right back to that tweet there from Chuck Woolery, who this last week had cited that Lenin and someone else, I forget which one it was, but were Jewish, and he was called out for being an anti-Semite. But what I see is, because of Hollywood being controlled by a certain entity, they think they have this escape hiding behind their roots to be able to sit there and openly use the N-word or holding up a severed head, and that the media and everything is going to back them up. And, of course, we see this as backfiring. And this is why friends of mine that are Jewish are really concerned that this Zionism move and this Talmudic move are going to actually cause something to happen, not only to the Jewish people, but also to them.
Yeah, well, Keith, what you need to do with your Jewish, you know, your honorable Jewish friends is motivate them to go to their local synagogue and demand the rabbis do a conference on the fact. Let me direct you to a most honorable Hebrew American journalist, Henry Makow, like a Mako shark with a W on the end. Henry Mako, or Makow, Makow.com, the antidote to Rachel Maddow, Madcow. Okay, HenryMakow.com, 21 August of last year, 21 August 16, Henry Makow. Okay, and then I'm going to give you, I think it's at that site, and in that particular episode, 21 August 16, Henry Makow. The title of the article is Shabbat, which is Shabbat Lubavitch, a criminal, racist, terrorist organization. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Shabbat on 20th of March 91, they show up, and by the way, at that Henry Makow .com 21 August 16 installment, he shows Shabbat Lubavitchers Levi Semtov essentially arm in arm with the previous president, and also 20 March 91, George H.W. Skull and Bones Satanist president signing into law the Education Day law, 102-14. It's all about Noahide laws and what it provides, which is what Shabbat Lubavitch and the Talmud and the Kabbalah, the Zohar, all provide, is that all of us who are Goyim Gentiles, who worship Yahweh Yahushua, and not as Michael Hoffman in Judaism Discovered and Judaism Strength God proves beyond any doubt, since we do not worship Jabalon, which is the Freemason name for Lucifer or Hasatan, Satan, or Baphomet, etc., and that's why.
Yeah, Fred, I know.
That's why.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know where you're going on this. if you want more insight to that, just look up Site 9/11 over there in Israel, and that's where the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is building it, was building that five-story nuclear complex to survive a nuclear blast or like that. But over $100 million was used in that, and I cannot think of all the U.S. soldiers that have died and been maimed in all these wars based on all lies. And then the backing up of the Israelis, who are known to have nuclear weapons, and then having the U.S. military build them a fortification while we have veterans dying over here, veterans living on the streets, veterans arrested for having a flag on their property, veterans arrested for feeding the homeless. I mean, it is sick.
It's a Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, JINSA. They're the source, believe it or not, of those signs that said support our troops. Mm-hmm. They do all the training of the American law enforcement officials.
Yeah, I know that. CRITraining.com, it lists that most of the training of U.S. law, security, and military is all done by former or current Israeli Mossad and or IDF. And also the ADL website proudly boasts that the major majority part of U.S. Sheriffs and peace officers are all taken to Israel to be wined and dined. And then as a last fortification of the mind-bending is to take them down to Gaza to be shown terrorists. And that's why we have this sheriff over here in Spokane that compared to constitutionalists as with ISIS.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so what my ultimate goal here, Keith, tomorrow, I'm either going to start visiting or calling all of the VFW, American Legion halls, talking to their commanders and getting into their meetings. We simply need to demand, since we pay their salaries, that's a contract. Their verbally oath sworn, the verbal oath is a oath sworn contract also. We need to hold them accountable on this basis. We need to recall all of the taxpayer corporate welfare subsidies to Israel since its very inception. Okay, we need to find Dov Zakheim and prosecute him for wars against humanity as well as Fred, embezzlement.
Yeah, Fred, I got a break coming up here, but if you do go to the VFW, please remind them, though, the reason it's called VFW is Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Yes.
You know, and that's the point to drive home. The United States as a nuclear power has never been attacked. And you can listen to Obama himself said there's never been a terrorist attack here on the United States soil. That's why the FBI is behind this, to keep people fervored up with this. You got to worry about this. Of course, like shutting down laptops and stuff coming out. Well, these are your people, that normal people that are in transit with business, that have all their business files and stuff that they need to do a presentation, you know, Excel presentation, you know. So all it's going to do is it's going to hurt the economy even more.
Keith, you gotta check out Trevor Aronson, author of The Terror Factory, Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terror. Trevor Aronson, an honorable Hebrew-American from Berkeley University. He does a TED Talk 16 August 2015 TED Talk, all about this. And I learned about all this from Chris Hinckley, World Warrior Radio, who's on RBN every day at 11 a.m.
It was like Huba Abedin. The FBI just raided her little fortress down there and found more of Hillary Clinton's emails and stuff. But when I saw that on Twitter, I said, which FBI, the good one or the bad one? Because we have clearly been co-opted. And like I say, I have friends in law enforcement. And I would stand by them because they stand by us. I mean, our sheriff here locally. But anyway, Fred, I have a break coming up here, but I have to let you go, okay? But you have a good one there, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, sounds good. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. If you have a call-in, I've probably got enough time for another caller here. But we're going to go ahead and break here and go to George Jones here, and we'll be right back.
We left our sweat all over that land behind a mule we watched grow old, row after row, trying to grow.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. I'll go ahead and cut this short here, since we're running out of time, the last segment of the show here. I wanted to finish off with this banking scandal here that we had back in 2008, and that's where I applied for a refi. I had a credit score of like 750, something like that. I made $1,000 a day doing all these satellite works, and, you know, I mean, I was good until I blew up my back. But anyway, after the six-month trial period had ended like that, I had to call back in to find out, since I hadn't heard from the bank, I says, you know, what's the status of my refi? And it's like, well, who are you? And, of course, I had to refile that. It took 16 months, and, of course, then I didn't get the refi. I just got a loan in which that crappy bank told me, we make the loans, which had then under then was done under George Bush, was now done under Obama's banking and the Fannie Mae scandal that had erupted there. But the banks had were setting a precedent and of these loans. But anyway, in doing so and destroying my credit, of course, it drove my insurance for my vehicle up even higher. When I was out working, I had a $3 million bond, a equipment thing of $50,000 in my vehicle, plus full coverage insurance. And that bond was in case I was to, say, drill into someone's electrical and burn their house down, whatever, like that, you know. Never had to use it. But anyway, but now we see, and this is what I really like to drive home to the people, especially here in America, the fact that with all this drug money laundering, the arming of through DHS, the drug cartels in Mexico, the DHS entry program, which I've talked about before, where these vetted members are bringing in millions in meth and cocaine, We now have today where it announced that Citigroup agrees to pay $97.4 million settlement in money laundering inquiry. Before that, it was HSBC had to pay $1.9 billion in fines for U.S. money laundering. And then before that was Wachovia, now Wells Fargo, that was paid countless millions and millions in that. And this has all been charged off to what they call national debt. And that means you pay for it. And that's, to me, that's like having a creditor call you today and demand something of a bill from another bank, say like Citibank or something like that, that had written off a loan due to the mortgage fraud scandal, and now they've assigned it over to someone else. And now that collection firm is trying to get monies from you. And, of course, the first thing is, well, show me the contract where I signed something with you. Can you show me an itemized purchase list that I bought something from you? And, well, no, we can't do that. You know, why? Well, because we just assumed to something like that. Yeah, but that was written off. I mean, that's how the banks did it, and that's how they got their bailouts. And this is the premise that we see today is this corporate banking fraud that has kept everyone. I mean, seriously, what does your credit score have to do with the way you drive a vehicle? Why should your insurance be higher? They are sucking the wealth out of this country, and if there is any to begin with. And that's why you see people like me, I get $800-some a month to live on Social Security. Big deal. It doesn't go very far when you pay your mortgage, the power, the sewer fees, the insurance on the vehicle, the cars, gas to go to the doctors, everything like that. $800 does not go very far. So if they wonder why the economy is dropping, it's because people haven't got money to spend, and why all these millennials are living at home with their mothers and fathers, which is no different than you see a trailer full of Hispanics living all together, 12 in one trailer. Of course, you're not being told, though, is that, like my brother's wife, who is Hispanic, that in these settings, usually it's the one working man is taking care of not only his wife and children, but also taking care of the grandparents. And that's why everyone's loaded up together. And, of course, today, people just flood everyone into a care center to get rid of them so they can go out and party. Anyway, that's the end of the show here, so I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. We'll be back next Sunday if everything goes all right. And thank also Ken there in the board operating room there, and I hope you guys have a good evening there. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, and here's Willie Nelson.
With a song on his lips and a tear in his eye, he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her.
Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.